Quick note before we get started. I spent a weekend with the Castleberry Hill Athletic Club and we recorded a two-part podcast. The first part focuses on the formation and vision of the group. They have a big event in Atlanta coming up, March 12th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Castleberry Hill area of Atlanta. There will be art on display, food to eat, beer to drink, and soccer to play. Find out more on their Facebook page searching Castleberry Hill AC and look them up on Twitter and Instagram at Castleberry Hill AC. Part two of the pod is a series of interviews with players from Castleberry Hill AC. We took a break from their brewing event at Red Brick Brewing Company, and they share their stories of failure and triumph, pain and victory, disgrace and redemption. Each member has a unique and compelling tale, and I hope you enjoy listening as much as I did. Wynn Pennington, president of the Castleberry Athletic Club, joins me on this episode of the Soccer Nomad podcast to talk about their efforts in downtown Atlanta. Wynn, thanks for sitting down with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's start with some information on the neighborhood and kind of how Castleberry Athletic Club formed.
Castleberry Hill is a neighborhood in downtown Atlanta, just south of the new stadium that's being built, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That is actually in our neighborhood. It's a very old neighborhood. It's a historic district. It is originally named Snake Nation, and this was back in the 1840s and 50s. And then the Sheriff Mangum and the good citizens of Atlanta burned it to the ground. It was an area of brothels and saloons and such. It's been around as an arts district pretty much since the early 90s. And when the Olympics came in 96, it really took off. The Castleberry Hill Athletic Club came to be during the 2014 World Cup. And we have a few watering holes in our neighborhood, and I met a few guys, and we started watching matches together. And then more neighbors found out we were watching, and we had started having these wonderful,
Watch
huge
parties.
watch parties. Yeah, it had been packed, so it was great. And that led to then, hey, let's kick the ball. And so we found a place a block away from one of our preferred watering holes, and that is a grassy little knoll, but it turned out to be very dangerous. But then we named it a groin pull field, which is really where it all started. And there were many a groin pulled on that field to earn that moniker. Trust me,
Believe
it's got ditches and pitches and pipes and concrete and foundations, and it is a true urban pitch.
Yeah, so I played with you guys there a couple of weeks ago, and
You
that's
did.
what I drove past it the first time because I was like, that can't be it. And it was. So you drive up, and it is, you guys just took a piece of ground, and you may feel like the one wall's crumbling, the other
Right.
wall's a
It's a
fence.
fence.
It's a fence.
All right.
And there's trees, so you have, one sideline's basically a series of trees and roots that you have to
It's an
navigate.
obstacle
You
within the
see
thing.
and the other
You see it now, you can imagine what it looked like when we first started playing
Right.
that. Yeah.
And then the opposite side is basically up against a street. And I was told to watch out for rocks and glass and all that. So I stayed away from that side of the field. But yeah, that's, I heard about you guys, and so I just show up. And that's, talking about, urban renewal and all that. You just took a piece of ground and said, we're going to play, and we're going to have some guy man the barbecue, and we're just going to play. So that's great. So the goals of the group. What are the goals of your group going forward?
Well, the ultimate goal, I would say, is we're going to be one day, and I'll probably be very old when this happens and when it's in full fruition. But I would love to see. I can't speak for everybody in the club, but we're going to be a professional club one day. That's the ultimate goal. So we're starting now by building a pitch, and we found a piece of property in our neighborhood that's was going to be a development for an apartment, and then we're going to convert that into a pitch. And from that, we're going to bring in the youth that surrounds our neighborhood and start a soccer program. And we're going to have all sorts of stuff. But
So unpack, let's unpack that. Sort of like you've got sponsors, sort of the grand, what's the grand vision for that location?
Okay, so initially, the grand vision, well, we have sponsors, as you mentioned. We started with Carlsberg was our first sponsor, and that was last year. I'm sorry, that would have been 14. In 15, we picked up New Amsterdam Vodka. They are working with the Project for Public Spaces throughout the country, trying to find areas in urban sites that can be transformed into community spaces. And we found out about their initiative here, and they were looking at our neighborhood, and we were able to convince them to look at our site that we'd found. So it's going to be, we've got that done. So with their funding, we're now going to build a community space sports park, which is going to have our pitch. It'll have a little stage area, bocce ball. It's going to have a place for an inflatable movie screen to come up for outdoor movies and such. There'll be another area with a fire pit. The pitch itself is fantastic. It's three-sided naturally with urban, I mean, with earth at a 45-degree angle. So it's just going to be terraced in to create seating for the pitch. It's going to be beautiful. I'm very excited about that.
And where's the location again?
It is 310, that's 310 Trenholm Street, and we have named it Old Trenholm. When we were actually out there the first time we played on it, because we play on it right now. It's right now it floods. It doesn't
Doesn't get
drain
drained.
properly, so we have a water issues. So we but when we play, it's fantastic. And yeah.
So you set yourself a fundraising goal. Where does that stand, and how can people get involved with this project?
We are working on our website. So at this point, I can't give you a website that we can go to, but it will be CastleberryHillAC.com. We know that. And they will eventually go there for donations. Right now, we sell memberships into the club. You can do that
Social media.
on social media, of course, that way. Right now, we're doing, we have a preferred, or our Wednesday night club night, it happens at a place called Bottle Rocket. And we are there on Wednesday nights, and that's 180 Walker Street, Atlanta, Georgia 30313. And we meet there, that's our club night. So we'll be there selling scarves, memberships, all sorts of stuff. We have jerseys, blazers. When you become a member, you have all these opportunities to buy all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah,
We need
And the blazers are highly
the
prized.
Castleberry swag game is quite high. The
We
blazers, the
are
home and
well
away
branded.
jerseys, the scarves, very impressive. So besides the that club night that you mentioned on Wednesdays, how else are you guys involved in the community?
Well, we've teamed up with Hope Community Center, which is 3 blocks away from, across Northside Drive from our neighborhood, and 3 blocks from where we are now. And that is in the middle of a neighborhood called the Villages of Castleberry Hill. And it is a project of Jerome Russell, who H.J. Russell Construction Company. And Jerome Russell is actually the person who is letting us use his land for our old Trenholm project. So we've teamed up with them, and we're going to be doing some soccer programs with those kids. Soccer in the Streets is already there working with those kids, but we're going to come in and assume somewhat of a coaching role and divide the kids up into teams and such, and then use our pitch as their kind of home field. At least we hope to, at least.
Yeah,
We've done
camps
some
and whatnot.
we've done some farming over there also. We've got a community farm we've built over there. One of our members is a farmer. We have a farm in Castleberry Hill, and that's a 3x3 project. And so with him, we are doing a lot of community service, trying to bring nutrition in, and we've got some seniors over in the same neighborhood, that veterans, yeah, and all sorts of stuff, that they won't get fresh fruit. We're trying to do something.
Awesome. You guys also, a couple weeks ago, you invited me to, it was STEAM, is that right?
Correct.
STEAM
Yes.
fundraiser. Talk about that real quick.
So some of the kids from that very same Hope Community Center entered a STEAM competition, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. They have advanced to the regional level. So we wanted to throw a party for them. So we've raised a bunch of money to send them to Dave and Buster's for a big party to celebrate their success and to keep them motivated.
Yeah, and they sent you guys a video, and that was pretty
They
cool.
did, yeah. They had a great time,
It was
yes.
very short
Yeah.
notice, and we were able to gather.
We did it within a week. Yeah, we did. And it was like $500, close to it, I think.
That
we
sounds
raised.
about right.
Yeah.
We surpassed the goal, whatever it was.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, you know, obviously soccer is a big component of the athletic club. So you guys play in the Sons of Pitches League.
We do.
So I've played with you guys a couple of times. So it's
we also
cool.
Play with the kids, the folks over at Soccer in the Streets.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of a rivalry going with those guys, actually. Yes. Good guys.
So something we might touch on possibly in part two, that's a little tease, but talk about the nicknames real quick.
Okay. So,
this is good. Good question.
For those, the third voice you hear is Matt Hall, and he's one of the, also on the board of the directors with me. Exactly. And so one of the founders of the club, actually. I didn't found the club. Matt and Joe Miller founded the club. And
special
they asked,
needs, Jeff.
Special needs, yes. S&J.
S&J.
Which that gets us back to their nicknames. So everybody had to earn their nickname. And you couldn't choose it yourself. Of course, it had to be given to you. And it was based on your play or if you had a previous nickname, et cetera. Everybody,
it could be based on your hairdo.
Anything, yeah. But other folks would say, I propose that he be called this. So we've got great names like Cheetah, which Matt sitting here next to me.
Yeah.
Cheetah chased down a purse snatcher in our neighborhood and raced him down, caught him, and got the purse back. So Cheetah became Cheetah, but that's with an X, the Catalan spelling, X-I-T-A, yes.
Yeah.
And
it
then,
morphed into that.
Yeah, and then playing on groin pull, Joe Miller took a fall.
Well, concussed.
Got a little concussion, and really it's never been quite the same since.
He used to play with a helmet on.
So now we got a helmet for him to put on, a little special needs helmet to his special needs Joe, and that's that would be S&J. And, oh my, there's a few more. I'm Winaldo.
Winaldo.
And,
you had the choice of Winaldo or Winnie Estes.
We have Besmircher. Now, this is a classic character here. This guy... You want to talk about a real bad attitude or negative, really kind of puts down everything. So pretty obviously, this is the appropriate name for him.
So that's only that's a small sample of the nicknames. What is great is that you guys actually printed the jerseys
with those
the
names.
Yes. On. So
yeah.
When I show up for like pickup, I was like, "You guys, this is not pickup where like it's sort of shirts and skins or darks and lights. It's like they're one team's in like their light blue and one team's in their burgundy, and they have numbers and names." And I was like, "Holy crap! This is
in
intense.
Full kit, shorts, socks, everything, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So
right.
We got guys in their 20s, guys in their 50s." All playing together. We played together probably for a full year before we ever even
entered the Sons of Pitchers League.
So,
yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a couple upcoming events for you guys. So we got the Beer Event Red Brick. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
We are going to Red Brick Brewery here in Atlanta to brew our own beer, which is going to be called, of course, Groin Pilsner. It still makes me giggle to say it. I just love it.
Credit to Andres McGill.
Correct.
Wright
Andres
for,
McGill, aka Tumbles.
Aka Tumbles.
Yeah,
AKA
he's got four. He's got four names. Yes.
Jeremy.
So this is exciting. We can't really talk about where it's going to be poured yet because it's not a registered brand and such, but. We're
so the guys at Red Brick are going to help you brew the beer.
They're going to help us brew the beer. Looking forward to it.
Cool. Another thing I wanted to make sure we talked about was you guys let me know about the first annual Castleberry Games and Artist Market. So that's a big deal. Why don't you kind of hit the highlights on that?
So the official name for this is now the Castleberry Hill Athletic Club Soccer March. And March is spelled M-A-R-T-C-H, right? So it's a soccer march, not a match, but a soccer march. And it's going to be a walking stroll with artists are going to have we're going to have lots of artists, it looks like. At this point, we're 60 plus. We may double that. But it's going to be a stroll through the neighborhood. We're also going to have a drop in a dragon goal. So we're going to drop a soccer tourney in. This is going to be on Walker Street between Haynes and Stonewall in the heart of Castleberry Hill. We're going to have putt-putt holes out there. We're going to have, hopefully we're talking to the skateboard shop. We've got some celebrity skateboarders that they have a shop here in the neighborhood and have them do some tricks out there for us. And then, of course, beverages. Everybody's going to have deals going on and such. It's going to be a big deal.
Okay. So this is going to combine with the art stroll as well, which happens on the second Friday.
Our show is Friday night.
Yep.
And that runs from that is always the second Friday of the month. And so we do it every month here in the neighborhood. And all the galleries up and up. But what makes this weekend special, and this is going to be March 12th. This will be the second, the Saturday afterwards. The gallery is going to reopen, and we're going to have this big outdoor walking stroll with a bunch of other artists that have entered, you know, purchased a booth to show their work.
Awesome. So Saturday, March 12th, time right. frame?
Probably 11 to 5-ish. We may start, we're hoping to have Soccer in the Streets do some youth soccer tournaments in the Dragon Goals in the early morning. So we hope to have goals set up by 10 o'clock. So it could be as early as 10.
So a couple other things. I know you guys did a chili cook-off, and you also have a sort of secret, not secret, mockumentary in the works. Why don't you talk about those?
Well, we don't do the chili cook-off.
Yeah, that's a neighborhood event that's been going on for 14 years.
It's a Castleberry Hill Neighborhood Association that does that, and it's all a benefit for our local fire station, which is Fire Station 1. So we've been introduced to Reimagine ATL, and she likes her idea. We want to do a documentary and a mockumentary, and we're going to team up with some of the kids they work with over at Washington High, which is our nearest high school to Castleberry Hill. And we're going to have them produce our documentary and put it together, working with professionals to make it a good and truly polished look. So, and then we are going to do a mockumentary about the nicknames and the club, and as if we were that future club that I mentioned earlier.
Awesome. Then, of course, in about a year, Atlanta United
right
kicks off. So,
right.
why don't you guys talk about what you guys see yourself, how you guys see yourselves involved with that?
Well, we are, of course, going to have a huge section in the stadium. That's already in the works. We're rounding all the money up for that right now. We're going to do a soccer tournament like this every year just before the season starts, and then, you know, maybe the day before to have folks to let everybody know that there's soccer going on right next to the stadium, and it's within the view of it, and it's truly urban. And
in the shadows, as we say.
Exactly, yeah.
So let's finish up with some plugs. Talk about the website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. How do people get a hold of you guys? Find out more information.
Okay. Facebook. We are Castleberry Hill AC on a Facebook page. And ask to join in to get in. And it's very easy. We get everybody in.
Also a public page, Castleberry Hill Athletic Club public page.
Correct. And then we have an Instagram. I'm
we
sure it's Castleberry Hill AC. But
yeah, it's Castleberry AC.
Mm-hmm. We have a YouTube page, Castleberry Hill AC. And what am I missing?
I'm sure we're on Twitter.
I'm sure we're on Twitter, too. Castleberry Hill AC, I bet, is where you get to us on Twitter.
Yeah, so again.
We're pretty good at this branding thing.
Yeah. No, you're probably talking to the wrong. There are people that participate that in our club, but you're probably talking to the wrong two
right.
guys.
Right. I should say, you know.
If we had our, you know, our merchandising and advertising.
If I want to toot anybody's horn, I want to toot the whole group that has really made this whole thing happen. It's not me that's doing it, and it's a group of us that are doing it. We've all been tasked with different things, and everybody brings different talents to the pool. It's fantastic.
It's truly collaborative.
What we've done in a year, and well, a year and a half, I guess now, is fantastic. And I would never have thought we'd be this far. Really wouldn't have.
Well, I've had a great time hanging out with you guys. Like the first, like you said, the groin pull field is literally in the, like you look up and you can see the cranes for the bends. It's amazing.
Yes,
you guys
yes.
are, love playing with you guys at Sons of the Pitches. You guys are involved in the community. So I just really appreciate you guys taking some time out. Talking to me and telling me a little bit more, and we will see you on the pitch.
Thank you all.
Thank you for having us, man. This is great.
Okay. So I'm joined by Wynn Pennington again. So hey. One thing we did not touch on in our previous conversation was the colors of Castleberry Hill. So why don't you talk about those real quick?
Well, we are a burgundy or maroon and light blue. So people have asked, you know, what's our favorite team? Where did they come from? But we just liked the colors. And
right.
it just worked out that way. I like West Ham, of course, but there's other folks that like some of the other teams that have the same colors, Burnley and such. So.
Right.
Aston Villa.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like a classic match.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit last night, like, you know, West Ham, Burnley, Aston Villa. It was a very, in the 1890s, it was a very common color combination for whatever reason. But, yeah, it looks great. I mean, sky blue and burgundy, it looks fantastic. So another thing that I wanted to touch on real quick is your guys' motto.
Numquam solus bibis.
Say that one more time.
Numquam solus bibis.
And that means?
That is Latin. And that means you will never drink alone, which is, of course, a play on Liverpool's You Will Never Walk Alone.
Yes. That's fantastic. So the first time we met, you were passing out the Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were doing, oh, that was Boxing Day. We got together on Boxing
Correct.
Day.
Correct, right.
And you're
right.
passing out the Blazers, because I think I'd seen your shirts and I must have not been paying attention, but it says, gets your little Castleberry Hill AC, and then right underneath is this a string of letters, and you guys told me what that meant, and that was fantastic. So that's hilarious. And
well, the club is as much a social club as it is a sports club. And again, this is it's a grassroots thing. It's our neighborhood, so we all know each other. We've known each other for years, and it's just kind of come together into this club. It's
So, yeah.
Unique.
So, when you see, if you're out in Atlanta, you see the burgundy and sky blue. If you don't see a West Ham logo or an Aston Villa logo, because I don't think you're going to see Burnley. It's definitely Castleberry Hill. Track them down and give them a shout.
I'm always ready. I was born ready. Most people are born naked, but I'm born ready. Klatter Atadash das Weinbild. I'm a product of Das Footwerks, a noted East German football factory. And I'm literally a product of Das Footwerks. I'm not the product of adolescent hormonal urges. I'm genetically engineered in a petri dish to be the superior representation of the Fatherland's goalkeeping prowess. I'm a two-time UN Fascist Athlete of the Year. My name. Das Weinbild is that mural. I joined the club because I hear the siren call of balls crashing against the wall, and I want to save them from crashing against the wall. They call me the mural because I cover the whole wall. I was part of, my compulsory East German Deutsche Demokratische Republik military service. I was stationed in Berlin and guarding the wall, and it is no coincidence that the wall did not fall until it was no longer my duty to guard it.
My next guest is Winaldo. He's a very special guest. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Winaldo, yes. Well, so it's a bit of a story. Born in Germany, in Scheissburg, East Germany. My parents were Pele and Lily Palmer. I'm the bastard child of Lily Palmer and Pele. Grew up in Scheissburg. Learned English there, studying the school at the university. At a young age, I was taken into the football academy here in Scheissburg, and became a bit of a legend there. I was then called, of course, Max Scheisse, but of course, my family is from Scheissburg. I am Scheisse, and proudly so. I played for the Scheisse FC for about 17 years, and then I relocated to Brazil, and with a new Scheisse football club had opened a new club in Brazil, and it was Merda FC, and I played with Merda for another 15 years, and the Brazilians could not pronounce my name, Max Scheisse, so they called me Winaldo. So the name stuck, and now, of course, it's become legend. I came out of retirement recently with the Castleberry Hill AC. They were looking for some talent and something that could really take them to the next level. So I am I'm a proud member of this club. I wear their badge with honor, and I may be the greatest player in the game.
Next up is
Nigel Wiggins, commentarist, footballer, commentarist for the Castleberry Hill Athletic Club. Was brought in as a commentarist, and of course I'm a famous commentarist from the English leagues, of course, the lesser leagues that you may not know about, but yes, I'm so proud to be selected for this club. This guy, these lads, it's just incredible what they've done. The energy, the spark, the camaraderie, It's legendary, is what it is. It's just truly legendary. Do you have a question? Is there another question for Nigel?
Greatest moment you've had while covering a Castleberry Hill AC game?
Oh, the greatest moment? Let's think. There's been a lot, It's a lot of pain, with the Castleberry Hill Athletic Club. There's been a lot of injuries. Those boys, they play in a rough pitch, that groin pull. So there's La Pistola, of course. He's a great player, but he took one to the midsection. It was tragic. Well, it was a sad day. He was playing keeper, and he just took it one to the midsection and dropped to his knees, and things weren't right. He had to crawl off the field and actually curl up in a fetal position on the sidewalk, actually in the street outside of the pitch. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. There's also been other tragedies. Essanjay, of course, you know, this legendary Irish player. The Holy Trinity, you know. You know of what I speak, when I say Essanjay, the Holy Trinity. Yeah, of course you know. Well, he was on groin pull and hit one of those lead pipes coming up out of the ground, right? Fell down, hit his head in the concrete. Got a concussion, and has never been quite the same since. So we've got a helmet for him now that he wears out there in case he lands on any of these sort of obstacles. But, yeah, it's tragic. He's got, you know, his name is Special Needs Joe now. It's Essanjay. It's just tragic.
So let's end on something a little more positive. Why don't you tell me about this Ronaldo that I've heard so much
about? Oh, this Ronaldo. What a legend. This fella. You know, German, Brazilian, right? I mean, does it get any better? No, I don't think so. You know, his mother was an actress. She was in the famous film The Boys from Brazil, Lily Palmer. She fell in love with Pele, and they had a bit of a tryst. And Ronaldo was the result. So this kid, now he's not much of a kid anymore, actually. He's a little long in the tooth. But nonetheless, he brings such vivacity to the pitch and the energy that it's just, you know, it's unequal. He's spectacular. Oh, this season, with the athletic club, we've got two teams. Right? We've got a top team and a second team. And the top team is about to be promoted to the next level, which we're quite excited about. Bunch of new talent on the team. I've really just getting to know them all. Don't know them well. I'm more familiar with the second team, right? But it's very exciting what's going on. We've got again two teams in the leagues, and again one being promoted.
So I just spoke to the big Swede. What do you know about him?
Oh, this man's talented. Twinkle Toes, we call him, right? Oh, what a nice soft touch he's got. It's sublime, really. If you've ever seen him play, he moves with it's like it's a ballerina but male. What's the term I'm looking for? He's just dancing across the pitch and around people, and no one can touch the ball. He's totally protected. It's just lovely to watch. Talent, that one.
So my next guest, I've been told your name, but I can't properly say it. So why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Bijivi. It was derived from the acronym BGV, Ben Gay Vince. I am the elder statesman of the team. In my twilight years, I have to slather on the Ben Gay. I'm not proud of it. It's a reality with age. One must keep the joints and muscles warm. You'll know soon enough. You'll know. It's you can't fight it, just embrace it. Embrace it like I have. And maybe you'll have a chance to play on such a stellar team as the Nutsacks, as the Castleberry AC Athletic Club. I've been a proud member now just for just a few years. Meager beginnings. I was, to go back in time, like in the Wayback Machine, never mind, that's an old cartoon. I was a child that was neglected. I was the spawn of Christopher Walken and Imelda Marcos when they filmed The Deer Hunter in the Philippines.
Was that artificial insemination, or was that actual physical sex that they had?
It was not artificial insemination, from what I understand. No petri dish was introduced into the mating. Because I'll be damned if, those memories come flowing back to when I was raised by my mother had no time for me. I was raised by a lady boy who raised me was a former soccer standout in his, her college years. And that's how I learned the finer aspects of soccer play. The lady boy was a mother, a father, a coach, if you will. And I give full credit to Manuel, and I was able to get out of the streets, play collegiate soccer, was recruited by several teams throughout my career, worked my way through amateur ranks, and then when I was playing in the islands, one of the scouts who was in jail on the islands, one of the soccer scouts who was in jail for human trafficking, was, once they were released, saw a intramural game that I was just playing in, and approached me, and was approached by someone from the CHAC, and my mind is, I'm not going to lie to you, I had a bad, a very dark phase that I tried to suppress with all kinds of concoctions.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Not all by the hands of the lady boy. Yes, hard, hard times.
Yes.
But it's all in the past. It's a beautiful time now with the Castleberry Hill Athletic Club. Yeah, I'm playing through some injuries. I'm an elder statesman. I mentioned that from the beginning.
You did indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not Alzheimer's creeping. I do remember that specifically. But it's a beautiful time. I'm trying to relive the glory days and just make my mother and dad proud. Wherever you are, Daddy, give me some love. I'm Bajivi. And that's my story.
Next up, very special guest, Special Needs Joe. Why don't you tell us your story?
It's a story that's tough for me to tell, but I think now's about the right time to do it. I mean, it all goes back to, I was born and raised in Ireland, and my mother was a team mother for the local Derry Kirksman soccer team, and I was actually born on a soccer field. My mom and dad were evicted from their apartment in their town, and so they slept at a soccer field every night, the same soccer field that my father played for 15 years. He was a striker and for them, and I was born and raised on a soccer field. I lived under the bleachers, and I was homeschooled by the soccer staff, and I attended every practice and every game. And by the age of four, I was drafted onto the team. I was playing with grown men, and quite a prodigy, very uneducated, but I was really good at soccer. I couldn't even read. In fact, when they would give me the plays, I didn't even know what they said. I pretended that I could read, but it was all an act. And but I didn't even know how to read until I was late in my 20s, because everyone just thought I could read.
Your
but
beer?
Anyway, thank you. Yeah, and I recognize a friend over there, Wayne Rooney. How you doing? Good to see you, brother. Thanks for coming. But anyway, Jimmy Fallon, I'm a huge fan of your show. Thank you very much. Anyway, I lost where I was saying. I love your show. Friday night was fantastic. And I'll see you Monday night on the show. I was four, and I was drafted on the team. I was all-Irish team by the time I was six. I was on the country team, and I scored about 80 goals in a season. It was the pain driving me, you know? I mean, I didn't even mention, after one bad season, my parents abandoned me under the bleachers, and I raised myself. My family were the players, and they really taught me, if you're out there, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. things have turned out fabulously. I was the, by 12 I retired in Ireland. I was the only winner of the Holy Trinity Award and the If Wayne Rooney Was Irish Award. I was a 9-time winner of that, the only person who's ever won that award. So by the time I was 14, I couldn't even drive, but I was retired and founded my own club. And I really wanted to give back, but, you know, I went into a period of retirement after that and a lot of philanthropy. And then one day out of the blue, my old buddy, Landon Donovan, called me and said that Bono was interested, he's Irish, in having me come over and play in the United States. And, you know, I know Bono, and he's been calling me all the time to try to get me to come over to the States, and I just didn't want to do it, you know. But, I mean, the knees and the back, is just a lot. But for some reason, the two of them just called me all the time, and finally I just decided. Of course, Bono is a huge fan of the Castleberry AC, and, you know, I was like, to hell with it, I'll just do it. I'll come play over there, you know, and, you know. And so I got the old laces up, and it's been fantastic. So I've been part of the club now for 2 years, and I've loved it. My charity is bigger than ever. We're up over 800,000 children in my charity, where we fly them all over the world to soccer events and teach them, and it's something I'm really proud about. And so that's the story. And I know out there, my mother and father, they're out there watching, and they've heard of it, and I just want to say thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Soccer Nomad podcast. Let me know what you think by commenting on the Podomatic page or giving the show a review and rating on iTunes. And help me spread the word by sharing this podcast with a fellow soccer fan. You can follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974, and please visit my blog soccernomad.wordpress.com for posts on kits, memories, and more. Thanks again.